walked out to get the paper this morning and it was clear, and then when I came out to leave to come to church, it was foggy. That time of year. I just want to go ahead and go over bulletin announcements now. And so it's kind of that time of year again where we kind of look at redoing the directory, redoing the phone list. And so what Diane would like would be for everybody who wants to be in the directory or on the phone list, fill one of these out. Even if you're already in there. I know it's hard. It's a lot of work to do that. So, but that would help. And also we're trying. She wants you to send in pictures, so it could be interesting how that works. So there's a basket in the foyer out there where these can be put. So you guys are pathetic, you know. Quietly pathetic, is that? And then the Suncrest Family Worship Center is doing their harvest party again this year, and we usually collect candy to help them out with that. So there will be, although I don't see anything out there at this point, but I think there will be bins out. And then next Sunday is our Rise and Dine potluck brunch. Okay, here's how this works. If you're coming to second service, you need to come early for brunch and then be up here by, like, you know, 20 after. I know, that's asking a lot, but... And I haven't been here for very many of them, but I know the first one we did, it was really empty in here second service because everybody was still downstairs doing their thing. So those of you that come to first service, you know, you just go right on down after first service and enjoy some food together. So let's see, what else do we have? So the next clothing closet, which is not this coming Saturday, but the next Saturday, the third Saturday, is actually kind of our big kids coat giveaway. So if you know any kids that need coats, family that need to participate in that, that'll be over at the clothing closet on that third Saturday. And then the fall cleanup day is coming up on the 19th of October. There's a sign-up sheet out there to just help us know kind of how we can divide up jobs. All right? Everything's in your bulletin, so read it. I think everybody's literate here. If you're not, come see me. I'll help you. I'll read it to you. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for that beautiful sunshine out there right now. And just the change of the colors of the season. Your creation is pretty amazing. And just help us to be grateful, you know, for what we have as we go into this fall season, and just the change, kind of the change of schedules and things that go on, help us to always remember to stay focused on you. And Father, I pray that this morning, as we have come here, that we're here to hear you. And so I pray that you would speak to your people wherever they're at, whatever's going on in their lives today. That you will intervene on their behalf, whether it's encouragement or challenging or whatever it needs to be, Father, you will provide. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning we're having communion, but we're also having a time of prayer and praise. And so I'm going to try hard, you can pray for me, to just really limit kind of what I'm saying here this morning. But I do want to kind of preface communion. So one of the things, or the main thing that we're doing with communion is we're remembering what Jesus did for us. But one of the first things we have to realize is, well, what did Jesus do for us? You know, he saved us from our sin. Romans 3:23 says we're all sinners, and we all need that salvation. In Luke 5, Jesus says, he came to save sinners. That was his job. He came here to save us. And then part of that was so that we could be reconciled to the Father God. through Jesus' blood on the cross. The thing we do need to do, though, is we need to ask for the forgiveness. We need to tell God that we believe that Jesus is who he said he was. And then we remember what Jesus did. And Jesus started out the Lord's Supper, as we might call it sometimes, when he was with the disciples, he was celebrating the Passover. And you think about the Passover and how it relates to communion. So the Passover, you remember in Egypt, when the Israelites are coming out of Egypt, God said, put the blood on the doorposts, right? Well, what are we celebrating in communion? We're celebrating that blood that Jesus shed to cover our sin. Just like in Passover, God said, put the blood for your salvation on the doorposts. And then the cross. That's where Jesus paid the penalty for our sins, was on the cross. And God did it out of love. In fact, it says that God first loved us. That he demonstrates that love by providing salvation on the cross for us apart from anything that we could do. There's nothing we could do to gain that salvation. And then from that, from the salvation, we now have a new life. Now the old sin nature is still there. We still do. Anybody not deal with your old sin nature? It's been eradicated? No? Nobody? Okay. I was hoping somebody would, then I could find out how to do that. But you know that for whatever reason, God has allowed that old sin nature to stay there. But yet he says we have a new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5 says that we're new creatures. We're new. The old things have passed away. And then what Jesus' death on the cross did is it allowed us to become righteous. Become righteous in God's eyes. In other words, to have right standing in God's eyes. And so that's what we're remembering. We're remembering all that today as we celebrate communion, as we take the bread, as we take the cup, realizing that the bread is a representation of Jesus' body, that he literally hung on that cross, physically hung on that cross. He was beaten, spit on, abused. I mean, everything you can think of, he went through for us. And then he shed, that final thing was to shed, literally shed his blood to cover our sin. He was the Passover lamb that took care of our sin. So if the guys want to come on up. So as we participate in communion here today, again, remembering what Jesus did for us. Remembering what he did for us. And again, we talked about this before, kind of that reevaluation of looking at our lives and seeing, you know, am I in right standing with God in my heart? You know, as far as he's concerned, with the blood of Christ, we're in right standing. But maybe our relationship is suffering because of some sin in our life. Our relationship with him, our relationship with others, and this is also a good time to reevaluate that and to see, am I where God would really want me to be today?